Everyone is voting for Jack, 'cause he's got what all the rest lack. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track, 'cause he's got...
Hey guys, welcome back to the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. I'm Allison, and this week is a little insane. I'm just going to start by saying that. So I got the request, or have received the request multiple times from multiple people, to do a podcast or some kind of like family tree kind of situation of the current Kennedys, like the millennials, basically. So that would be Rose Kennedy and Joseph P's great-grandchildren. So this was a big mission. I did not realize how insane this would be until I sat down and started writing down their names and trying to dig. And I have literally spent hours just trying to find bare minimum facts. So I hope you guys appreciate the amount of work I put into this, because literally how I did it was I went by listing Joseph P. and Rose Kennedy's children, and then I listed their children, and then I listed their children. So, a family tree of massive proportion. A lot of the family members are very private. I'm going to start by saying that. I could not find a lot of facts about a lot of the millennial Kennedys. They're basically... if they didn't have a Wikipedia page, it was really hard to find any information on them. So there'll be a lot that I just literally list their names, but some of them I deep dive into and know a little bit more about it and about their lives and what they've done. I definitely list the ones that have continued on in the Kennedy call to public service and have done things for the country. And it was easy to find those relatives and kind of see who the ones that are currently standing out are. So without further ado, I'm going to get into it. Okay, we have Joseph P. and Rose Kennedy. They had 9 children, as we all know. Joseph Jr., JFK, Rosemary, Kathleen, Eunice, Patricia, Robert, Jean, and Edward. Okay, so I started with Joseph Jr., who obviously did not have any children. He died in 1944, so I went straight to JFK. We know, most of us, that he had Caroline and John Jr. John Jr. obviously did not have any children. He passed away in 1999 in the plane crash with his wife, Carolyn. So Caroline, she had Rose, Tatiana, and Jack. Rose, I'll start with. She's 32. She graduated from Harvard in 2010 with a Bachelor's of Arts and is currently working and has co-launched a YouTube comedy series called the End Times Girls Club. That's all I could really find about her, other than I know that she helps with the library, kind of speaks out with her family sometimes when they do things that are familial and generational at the library. She's a present person when Caroline does, you know, speeches or anything like that. Like, she's seen in the public eye somewhat, but she's very private, doesn't have any social media that I can find or that I would have access to. So that's Rose. Next, we have Tatiana. She is currently 30. She is a journalist and an author. She graduated with her Bachelor's of Arts from Yale and went to Oxford for her master's. She is currently a reporter for the New York Times covering climate change, and she's also written for The Atlantic. She wrote Inconspicuous Consumption, a book that came out in 2019. Not up my alley of books to read, but I'm sure it's great. So if you are interested in climate change or environmental things, you might want to check out that book. Me, I will not be buying that one, but I'm, like I said, I'm sure it's great. Tatiana, from what I've seen, is not very active on social media either, so I don't really have a scope of who she is. Their younger brother, Jack, is active on social media, and he posts her a lot. It's almost like I think they're probably really close, judging by the videos and stuff that he posts, and she seems like she's funny and fun to be around and all the things, if I had to guess. So that's Tatiana. Next, we have Jack Schlossberg. These are the Schlossberg kids, by the way. He graduated from Yale in 2015, and he entered Harvard Law in 2017 and Harvard Business School in 2019. or 2018, sorry. Lots of dates here. Please forgive me if I mix them up. I don't really know. I tried to figure out what that meant. Like, is he in law school and business school at the same time? Did he drop out of law school? I don't know. I had a lot of people to cover, so I didn't really dig too deep into that. I really thought that he was still in law school, but maybe he's not. If somebody knows, DM me, because I want to know. He was quoted saying that he wants to pursue politics, and if you want to follow a Kennedy on social media, he is hilarious, and I would recommend following him for sure. Okay, so that is all of JFK's grandchildren, okay? So next we move on to Rosemary, who is the third of Joseph P. and Rose Kennedy's children. She did not have any children, as I talked about in my last episode. I talked all about her story and stuff, so if you are interested in that, you should definitely go check out my last podcast and talks all about her and her very tragic story. Okay, so next, after Rosemary, there was Kathleen, born to Joseph P. and Rose Kennedy, and she was nicknamed Kick. She also had no children because she passed away in 1948 in a plane crash. So, the next child is Eunice. She was the fifth child born to Joseph P. and Rose Kennedy, and she had Bobby Shriver, Maria Shriver, Timothy Shriver, Mark Shriver, and Anthony Shriver. So, I'm going to move on to them next. Okay, so we have, first up, Bobby. He had two daughters named Natasha and Rosemary. Could not find any information much on them, so I just know they exist. So let's move on to Maria, because she does have kids that are definitely in the public eye. She has Catherine Schwarzenegger Pratt, who recently married Chris Pratt. Love him. I was so excited when I saw all that. Very exciting. And they're about to welcome their first child together, too, like any minute, I think. Catherine is an author, too, and she wrote The Gift of Forgiveness. I have not read it yet, but I really want to get it. It sounds amazing. And she also just started a podcast. I follow her on social media, so I know all of this. Just started a podcast about The Gift of Forgiveness and that whole premise and stuff, too. And I think it just sounds amazing from the sound bits that I've heard. So I'm probably going to subscribe to that one. So after Catherine, there is Christina, and these are all Schwarzeneggers, by the way. Maria and Arnold Schwarzenegger were married, and they had all of these children, but they've been divorced since then. So Christina is 29 right now, and she is a producer, and she graduated from Georgetown University in 2013. That's really all I found about her. Patrick is next. He is 26, and a lot of us probably already know about him, Patrick Schwarzenegger, because he is a model and an actor. I've seen him in multiple ads and movies and things like that. He also helps Maria on her social media during the pandemic. They've been doing some live streams and things with people, and I've seen him multiple times on there. He has a very infectious personality, and I like watching anything that he does, and he graduated from USC. Their fourth child is pretty private, actually. His name's Christopher, and he graduated very recently from University of Michigan. I honestly know nothing about him. I found his social media, but it's private, and it literally said, don't request me if I don't know you. So I didn't bother him with that. So that's Maria Shriver's children. Next, we have Timothy Shriver, and his children are Kathleen, Timothy, Sophia, Samuel, and Caroline. I literally could find nothing on these kids, but I found that Sophia is a marriage and family therapist. That's literally all I could find. These people, you have to think, okay, they've had this family that has been in the spotlight for so long, and people that were so influential in American history, but they're also their great aunts and their great grandparents and all these kinds of things that they probably never even met most of them that were in the public eye. So now they're just kids kind of living their own life and doing their own thing. So I totally understand that I couldn't find a lot on most of them, although it was a little upsetting because I really wanted to know more. But I do understand that obviously as generations go on, they're going to become more and more private. It's not like they're all going to be in the forefront like their great-grandparents were and their children. So anyway, next we have Mark, who was Eunice's other son. I'm going off notes. That's why I may sound awkward. He had Emma, Tommy, and Molly. Also could not find anything on them. And then next was Anthony. I expected to find more on Anthony's children because I feel like he's very in the forefront of social media and activism and things. But could not really find much on them either. I did find out that there was four kids named Carolina, Francesca, Eunice, and John. I want to note right now, if you haven't already noticed, I'm sure you have, but I love how they all carry on the names of all their relatives to every generation. I was reading and there are so many Roses and Rosies and Eunices and Johns and Carolines and stuff. And I, even though it may be weird to have a cousin that has your same name or whatever, actually I have a cousin that has my same name. So it is what it is. And we went to college together and we used to, like, people would make fun of us that we had the same name, but I digress. So all these cousins have the same names but they share such a special history. And I just think it's really neat that they all have carried on that tradition. A lot of these people have children of their own now. I started to get into that. Y'all, I don't have enough paper in my house to write down the notes that it would take for me to do all of their children as well. So I apologize for that. But a lot of their names are also Jack and Caroline and all the sweet names. So I love that. So next we have Patricia, Pat for short. She had Christopher Lawford, Robin Lawford, Sydney Lawford, and Victoria Lawford. They are a very private family, which I kind of knew that about Patricia anyway. She did things, but there's not tons and tons and tons of history on Pat to find. So couldn't even find Robin, her child's kids. Don't know if they exist. Literally could not find it anywhere. I'm sure I could have dug for hours, but didn't feel like it. But as far as I know, don't know if Robin has children or not. Her son Christopher has three children, Matthew, Savannah, and David. Matthew's 25, Savannah is 30, and David is 33. And then she has Sydney Lawford, looks like four kids, judging by my notes. I wrote something really weird next to one of them. And I don't know what that is, but that's fine. So Sydney had James, Christopher, Patrick, and Anthony. And then Victoria, Pat's other daughter, had Alexandra, Caroline, and Victoria. So she named a child after herself, which is weird. Sorry if you are named after your mom or whatever. That's fine. It's not weird. I shouldn't have said that out loud. Okay, moving on. All right, here's where I took a break last night because I got to RFK and I was like, crap, he's got a billion freaking kids. And I was like, I can't. I literally went and grabbed a glass of wine and watched a movie instead. So I got back to this morning and yeah, this is a long one. So here we go. But luckily a lot of them were private, so I didn't have much to report on. All right, so Robert had Kathleen, who's his oldest, and she had four daughters, Megan, Maeve, Rose, who goes by Kat, and Carrie Townsend. There wasn't much notable to find about the daughters. I've obviously, and I'm sure we all have, seen photos of them together and things, but the most notable thing about her children is actually really tragic. It's about Maeve, who died in April 2nd of this year with her son Gideon on a boating accident. So that, I remember that making national news, and I think I even commented on it in one of my podcasts. So very tragic and very sad for the whole family. Next we have Joseph, which is Joseph P. Kennedy II, which was one of Robert Kennedy's children. He had twins, which is cool. Matt Kennedy and Joseph P. Kennedy III. Now, Joseph P. Kennedy III, we have all probably seen. He's a lawyer and politician and is a current U.S. representative for Massachusetts in the 4th District. And he's done that since 2013, has a few kids of his own. I get a lot of questions about him if I think that he will run for president, and I could 1,000,000,000% see it. I think he's even said that he wants to continue politics for a long time. So I could see him being the family's last, you know, beaming hope of one that would run for politics at this current time. Although I did say earlier, Jack Schlossberg said that he would possibly run for become a politician or run for something, some form of office or whatever. So I'll be interested to see that as well. He could be on his way. But right now, all we have really is Joseph P. Kennedy III. So that is his children. Moving on to Robert Kennedy Jr. He had two children with his first wife. He had Bobby Kennedy and Kathleen, who goes by Kick. Bobby is married. He is a writer and a peace activist, and he is a former CIA officer, which I think is cool. Kick, I couldn't find much on. I don't know why, because I actually follow her on social media, so I feel like I know a lot about her, but I totally don't because she's actually really private. But could not find much on her whatsoever. I do know that she has spoken out for her family multiple times, though. She's been in quite a few documentaries. She was in the American Dynasties one that I love so much and recommend from CNN. She's done articles and things about her lineage and their past as a family. So she speaks out a lot, but I really don't know much about her past that. Then Bobby got married again. He had three kids with his second wife, Connor, who is an activist. I don't know much more about Connor except for he did date Taylor Swift famously a few years ago. I'm sure we've all seen the photos of them on 4th of July with Taylor Swift walking around the compound and me being very jealous, mostly just that she was walking around the compound. I have also heard that she was she is a huge Kennedy fan. And so the fact that she got to go do all that stuff, I bet she weaseled her way in. I bet she was like, you know what, I'm going to date a Kennedy so I can go to the compound and learn all the family history, which if she did, power to her. Get it, girl. So he had Connor, Kyra, and Finn. Kyra's the next one. She is a socialite and model in New York, I think, is where she lives. And Finn's still kind of a little kid, I think. So that's all of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s children. And, I will touch on Connor, Kyra, and Finn. Their mother is the one who did commit suicide, Mary Kennedy, very tragically. So my heart goes out to them when I think about that. Okay, the next of RFK's kids was David, and he died young of a drug overdose, so he did not have any children. Next is Courtney, and she had Saoirse Hill. Saoirse is the one that died last year of a drug overdose at the compound in 2019. She was young. She was an activist, known for, amongst her peers, for having some mental health problems and things, dealt with depression, but she was outspoken on what she believed in. And I think what had happened, if I remember correctly, is she was with a friend partying or something like that, and she went back to the, Ethel's house after the party and never woke up, which is horribly tragic. So I'm sure you guys remember that. Next up, we have Michael. He was in a ski accident in 97, and he had, before that, three kids, Michael Jr., Kyle, and Rory. Now, I learned something new about old Michael Kennedy that I did not know. Y'all might have already known this, but I did not. I guess I had just never done the Google search on him, but read about, and I might do, I'm actually not might, my next episode probably will be basically just a compilation of Kennedy family run-ins with the law or scandal in a sense, because this story about Michael that I'm about to just give a little tidbit on is crazy. And then I kept seeing more and more of them having just arrests or DUIs or whatever. Carrie had something, Max had something, they all have something. So I'm definitely going to do an episode solely on their arrest records and things because I just find it interesting. But anyway, Michael apparently had an affair with the family's babysitter for a few years, who apparently at the time was 14 years old. Ew. And afterward, he took a ton of polygraph tests and kept saying over and over that he did not have sex with her until she was 16. Still ew. But apparently at the time in 97, that was legal consent age in Massachusetts, which thank God that's not the thing anymore. That's disgusting. He started to be charged with statutory rape, but I think that he got out of it. I don't know. I'm going to have to dive more into this whole thing, but ew, I was like, I can't even believe this. I never had even heard of that. A lot of y'all probably have. Whatever. Moving on. I will highlight that in a next podcast, promise, because what the heck. So, the next of RFK's children, Junior. No, RFK, not the Junior. Y'all, I'm getting messed up here. Okay. The next of Robert Kennedy's children is Carrie. She had three daughters, twins, Kara and Maria. I scribbled there. I'm going to go with Maria and Michaela. And they are all Andrew Cuomo's children. Didn't know that. I knew that one of them was married to a Cuomo at some time, but okay, I cleared it up in my own head. It's Carrie. They got a divorce in 2005. But if you don't know, Andrew Cuomo is the 56th governor of New York. So they have all those kids together. Next, there is Chris, the next of RFK's children, and he had Catherine, Christopher, Sarah, and Claire. Could not find a thing on any of them. I'm sorry. Next, we have Max, who had Matthew, Caroline, and Noah. Couldn't find much on the kids, but interesting little tidbit. I'm sure some of you know, some of you probably don't. Max was arrested in 2017 along with his daughter Caroline for disorderly conduct and like assaulting a police officer or something. I don't even know. But I read into the story. Very interesting. They were at a party and his blood alcohol level was apparently zero, but his eyes were all bloodshot and crazy. And hers, she was definitely drunk. But they were at this house and the police came up with a noise complaint and Max Kennedy lost his ish, like freaked out, overturned this huge china cabinet and it came crashing down with all the dishes going. And needless to say, he got arrested and everybody at the party was yelling like, "You don't know who you're messing with." So Caroline, though, got arrested because she went and tried to let her dad out of the police car. And she was quoted saying, "I'm a teacher and I went to Brown University, sweetheart," to the police officer, which is hilarious. So anyway, fun little story there. That's him and his kids. I'm sure they're lovely. Next we have Douglas, who, oh, he's interesting too. Apparently, when one of his kids was born, he tried to take the baby out of the hospital, which you can't do, obviously. But he thought the baby needed fresh air, and the nurses were like, "Hey, that's against our policy. You can't do that." And he was like, "Hey, I'm gonna do it anyway." And he, like, got charged or something with assaulting the nurses. I don't even know, y'all. This is crazy. I thought that was just funny that he thought his baby needed fresh air. Like, you can't take your baby out of the hospital. That's huge. No. Anyway. So he had four children, Mary, Riley, Anthony, and Rowan. Don't know anything about them. Sorry. I feel bad to keep saying, like, don't know anything about them. But honestly, if you guys try, like, it's hard to dive into these people's lives, especially if they don't have, like I said, a Wikipedia page. I like nothing. I mean, it's like just all you can find basically is their name. Some of them, I couldn't even find their birthdays. It's crazy. So next we have Rory Kennedy, who was the last of Robert and Ethel's children, and she has three children, Georgia, Bridget, and Zachary. They're fairly young, I think. Next up of Joseph P. and Rose Kennedy's children is Jean Kennedy Smith. This one you're going to be very disappointed with. These people are so private. I couldn't even find if their kids had kids. It was crazy. But you will know about William Smith, I'm sure, who was charged with rape in 91. He got off for nothing, even though it was clear as day that he did it. But you can make your own decision about that. That will be highlighted in our next episode for sure. But William has two children, India and Stephen. Then Jean adopted two children named Kim and Amanda. Could not find anything. Literally wrote on the page, "Very private!" exclamation. Couldn't even find if Kim and Amanda had children. It was crazy. Or Stephen, their son, who was not adopted. He was biological. So that was hopeless. And last, but certainly not least, is Ted Kennedy. Three children to Ted Kennedy, Edward Jr. And he had a child named Kylie, who, this is cool, she's a competitive snowboarder. And she goes to Wesleyan University currently. And then Teddy Kennedy III, he went to Choate School, just like JFK did. And he's currently at Wesleyan University, too. Then there is... Oh, I made a mistake. Okay, wait. No, Edward Kennedy had four children. I'm sorry. Yeah, I said three. It's four. So next up we have Kara, who has Grace, who is a 26-year-old, and Max, who's a 24-year-old. That's all I could find about them. And then last, we have Patrick Kennedy, probably the most outspoken of what really happens behind Kennedy closed doors, who has dealt with addiction and things and speaks out and is an advocate for sobriety and healthy living now. And he has four children, Owen, Nora, Nell, and Marshall. They're all like little kids. I really couldn't find anything. I think the oldest one was born in 2012. So there you have it, guys. Like I said, I was really ambitious and was going to dive in and do a whole like Joseph P. and Rose great-grandchildren and great-greats, but that, I don't, like I said, I don't have enough ink. I have no paper. Like, my pens will run out. I can't do it. But I did think it was interesting to find out little tidbit stories like the ones I shared by just clicking in and kind of diving and reading a little more. So that's led me to my next one that will definitely be the Scandal podcast. I hope you learned something today, something you didn't know. If you didn't learn anything except for the fact that they have a billion great-grandchildren, then that's enough, I think. That is enough for us all to learn. hey, if you guys have a favorite great-grandchild, like one that's like an influencer or something like that, that you enjoy learning or following or something like that, let me know. DM me. I'm interested to see who your favorite is. Mine is, without a doubt, Jack Schlossberg. I think he's hilarious. As I've said, I really like him. So he is my favorite. And I really like Kit Kennedy, too. I think she seems like she'd be cool. I think we'd be friends in another life. So yeah, that's all I got today. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to shop on my Spreadshirt account. It is in the link in my bio. Tons of cool stuff there. I'm actually going to do another live really soon, and I'll be wearing one of my new shirts that I just got from there that I'm very excited about. And yeah, if you don't follow me on Instagram, what are you doing? Follow me at Kennedy Dynasty. I'm almost at 4,000 followers, like just a few away, which blows my freaking mind, guys. I truly cannot believe that anyone follows my account, one, or that you guys download this podcast and listen to me every week. That just makes my heart swell up like the freaking Grinch's when it grows three sizes. I can't believe that people want to hear my voice or want to know what's going to happen next, but my downloads have skyrocketed in the last month. They've like more than doubled, and I can't believe it. So I just want to thank you guys so much for continuing to tune in and download. If you have not rated or reviewed, please do it for me. I have gotten some really good reviews this week, and that does nothing but help me so much. So I really would appreciate you even just tapping that 5-star if you like the podcast. Talk to you guys next week.
Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy. Keep America strong. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling.